We're back on with Nick from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. Thanks for more of your time.
Anytime, Adam.
All right, we talked Kings, Pinks, and Fall Run Browns that are staging in the river, kind of following the Kings in. Let's talk now about the trout streams. I got some pretty good reports from brook trout fishermen using streamers, but it sounds like fall color schemes are really key right now for trout fishing, and I'm wondering what you're hearing and seeing.
Kind of normal stuff for us. I mean, we are throwing some brighter stuff, looking for fish that are getting aggressive before the spawn, but mostly what I've been selling is black, olive, tan. I mean, the fish are still eating hoppers on the surface, too. So I think they're going to start thinking about spawning, though, over the next couple weeks here. Then you might want to get a little more aggressive and think of those colors that you use for salmon. Try those out on the browns and the brookies.
Yeah, I noticed, you know, brighter colors especially work well in the fall. And got to say, as cliche as it might be, that old Mickey Finn streamer for the brook trout, I'm telling you, that thing is deadly in September.
Yellow and red. Good color.
All right, let's move to the walleye. Really good, consistent reports coming in on the walleye. I haven't heard about any real big ones right now, but the inland lakes seem like if you know what you're doing this time of year with a crawler harness or a crankbait, you can get into them.
Yeah, I've been throwing streamers lately when I'm, you know, looking for early kings and that. So I've been fishing the rivers, but I've heard some pretty good reports inland. But yeah, they've definitely turned on in the small rivers and the large rivers. I think they're just enjoying the cooler temps and getting ready for fall.
Putting the feed bag on is the reports I'm getting. Are you hearing anything working better than a crawler right now?
I mean, I've been telling people to cast cranks. You know, Fire Tiger's been working well. That's pretty much the top one, I'd say.
Okay. Any depth of water you could recommend?
Deep. I mean, in the rivers, I've been getting them out of holes that are, you know, 6 feet plus. And even then, the rainy, cloudy days have been the times that I've been catching them.
Well, that's a good tip right there, too. So I appreciate the reports on the walleye, the trout streams, and the Kings, Pinks, and Fall Run Browns. Nick at Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. Thanks for your time, bud.
I'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. This is The Outdoor Show.